We looking forward, or we looking back?
No, I can't do that again. Welcome everybody to the new year.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
2024. We got a new intro. I'm throwing that out there right now.
No, we're not.
New intro.
Nope.
Roll the intro.
We actually don't have a new intro. I really like our music. We might. Maybe.
No.
Eventually.
Oh.
I see a plan in you for me.
Not a plan. We'll talk about it later. I've been working on something.
You've been cooking? You've been cooking?
But it's not ready
yet.
What kind
of seasonings do you use?
Usually they're more like Hispanic seasonings.
Like sazón?
Sazón completa.
Sazón.
Or adoba.
Adobo?
Adobo?
Yeah, adobo.
Adobo.
Adobo. I have it in my kitchen.
Adobo.
I like your hoodie.
Who gave you this hoodie?
Bought it myself.
Nice. It's a good hoodie. It's not mine.
The shirt was given to me by Thalia. Just lots of Thalia nice. Clothing.
I should have brought the jacket that I got, but I forgot.
Your Noah Khan jacket?
I drank too much last night, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Yellow bottom jeans.
Okay, stop.
Happy New Year's, everyone. Year. I'm good. Still sick. A week later. Don't know why.
A week later. It's tomorrow.
Welcome back, guys. I hope you guys had a great New Year's. Happy holidays. You know, the usual shenanigans. Obviously, last episode, we looked back, right? So, Donald, what do you think we're going to do today?
I don't know.
Welcome to 2023 draft picks. No, in today's episode.
No, we're going to be talking about everything we're looking forward to in 2024. Spoiler alert, not much.
Yeah, I mean... Once again, as always, Donald and I are probably going to miss a million things.
Yeah,
but in our extensive 10-minute research.
No. I've been doing research for a bit, which means 2 days.
I like the smoke coming off your coffee.
Thank you.
Take a photo of that. It's pretty aesthetic. I'm going to take a photo.
You guys
follow us on our social media accounts. You should. Can't even see the smoke. There we go.
Okay. That's a live picture. So I'm gonna just be straight with you guys. I've done 2 days worth of
how green your eyes are.
Why? Did you take a picture of me?
Well, no, I was trying to take a photo of the smoke, but it didn't really come out. So it looks like you're just contemplating on. Okay. Yeah, 2024.
Yeah.
I promise this year we're gonna be more on task. That's a lie. I don't lie to you guys.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Listen, I know both of us had a wonderful night last night, but we need to focus.
We actually met.
Welcome back to the second part of our new 52 celebration.
We met The Rock Johnson.
We're
going
to be
night.
Talking about everything we're looking forward to this year in 2024. And then maybe talk a little bit more about last year at the end of the podcast. But yeah, I've done like 2 days worth of like just looking forward and seeing what's coming out next year. And to be honest, it's not much. I'm sure things will come out throughout the year, of course. Things come out whenever they do, and we get surprises, we get all of that. But the things that have been at least announced, yeah, it's not a lot to be excited about. Which, hey, I wanna point something out from yesterday's episode. None of our things that we loved.
Excuse me. Continue. It was the bacon I had this morning.
None of the things that we loved were Marvel or DC.
Yeah, I realized that later on.
That's the first year that's happened.
I mean, once again, I also probably forgot.
You brought up Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I mean,
but it wasn't something that
Guardians,
you
and if we
want to
go technical, Marvel, Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
Well,
like,
that doesn't count. In my opinion, that doesn't count.
That's a different thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm going to be straight with you guys. I haven't finished Loki. The movies were okay.
The movies were horrible.
Like I said, Ant-Man.
Looking forward, I'm not excited for anything Marvel or DC-wise. There's just... I feel the superhero fatigue.
I get it.
It's just, especially the things that are happening right now with Marvel. Yeah. But that's not what we're talking about this episode. What we're talking about is the things that we're looking forward to. Where would you like to start? You have three options. Stop.
You know, Tono, I think we got to start the way we started last one. Let's do some of those games.
Okay. So there's going to be like five of them because...
Final Fantasy's going to slap.
Which one is it?
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Does Aerith die in this one?
I don't know. Probably not. Let's be honest. They're going to...
Not killer.
Make it Cloud. We're going to make it Tifa just to F with people.
Oh my god. What if they make it Sephiroth?
What if Aerith comes with a giant sword? And goes... Ugh. No, I mean, I'm excited for it. Obviously, no, like...
Hey.
That'd be pretty good.
If they did that, I'm giving you Game of the Year.
Obviously, like I mentioned, they're taking a very interesting route with this game in the sense of like it follows the original game, but it doesn't.
There's something like nefarious alerts, in the
Zach
corner.
Zach Fair is still alive. It's weird. I'm okay with that. I like Zach. Zach's my boy. But I think it's going to be great. Based off the footage, it seems like we're getting a lot of the gameplay from the last game with a few little changes here and there. And I like that. I think... To me, games, if it works, keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it, add some changes. God of War did it, turned out fine. Star Wars Jedi Fallen did it, it turned out fine.
Arkham, the entire series did it.
And then just added over time. Just if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I'm not a Final Fantasy fan, but I am definitely excited to hear what the story.
And this will take up most of my year watch because the game comes in two discs. It's a long game.
Holy fuck.
So that's
good. Is it the rest of the game?
No, there's still a third part.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there's still a third part.
Okay, so
and, like,
Final
maybe,
Fantasy.
Like, three spin-offs because it's Square Enix and, you know, they do that. Kingdom Hearts 4. No, that's not coming out this year. I don't know why.
It's not
pretending
out in the next
like it's
3 years.
Coming out this year.
Yeah.
Another one that's kind of been on my radar for a little bit since it was kind of announced. I think it was 2 years ago that it was already announced, which is Black Myth Wukong.
What's that about?
Wukong. Sun Wukong.
I will hate you. Of course it's about Sun Wukong.
It's from what I've seen, it's like a sort of Sun Wukong's rise to being the mythical monkey god.
So
it's got cool combat. It's very Souls-like and the game looks pretty interesting.
I forgot the name of the story.
Gone?
Nope, that's not the name of the original Journey of the West. So it's just the Journey of the West in game
form. From what it seems, it's a little bit different. It does seem to kind of already have a lot of the stuff that he already has, like the pole.
Okay.
So I'm interested. I mean, honestly, we don't know too much about the story.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things here and there, but the gameplay already caught my attention. And I'm a mythology, you know, boy. So
yeah.
You know, I'm definitely down for that one. Another one that I haven't decided if I'm gonna get yet. I might do it out of respect for Kevin Conroy, but Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
I'm not getting this.
I'm in a very middle part with this because on one end, the gameplay just hasn't sold it to me. But it is Kevin Conroy's last thing.
Yeah, but none of the games that have ever come out in this vein have sold it to you. You got the Gotham.
I got Gotham Knights and it was okay.
We got the Avengers. We played that for a bit and it was whatever.
The Avengers.
Sucked. Okay. I thought you were going to say slap and I was like, no.
The thing is, like,
none of these games are good.
It could have slapped.
No, but none of these games are good.
It could have slapped.
It's not going
to
be good.
I think it's just because they're trying to kind of make everything a battle passy.
Yeah.
Long term,
we're still in the age of battle pass, and that sucks.
Yeah, and we're going long term, and like it's not like a game like Fortnite where its whole thing is being a multiplayer game, so like it makes sense. But like when you do a battle pass for a story based game, like it's hard to keep people engaged.
Yeah,
like
and,
I said,
and when
the
game itself
that
isn't
works
good.
Is when it has a story, but also thrives off its multiplayer, like Destiny.
Yeah,
where Destiny has made it up.
No, but Destiny has done it too much. Destiny needs to die, or Destiny 3 needs to come out.
No, I'm okay with Destiny
2. No, Destiny 2 needs to stop.
Nah.
Yes.
If Destiny 3 comes out, will you play with me?
If Destiny 3 comes out?
Yeah.
Yes, I will play it with you.
The next one, sticking in TV.
I actually am excited for this one.
Star Wars Outlaws.
I'm excited for this one, which is weird for me.
Yeah, Toto's not a big Star Wars guy. But, I'm interested in seeing what it is. I mean, there's been a lot of Star Wars games that are kind of coming out in the next few years. So I'm definitely interested in seeing the route that these all takes. And the last one, because we don't really have a confirmation date, so I'm just going to assume it comes out in 2024.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it comes out
in 2024.
Well, it
says that it's supposed to come out in 2024.
Which is Hades 2.
That one might be your most anticipated
Hades 2
game, right?
Is probably my most anticipated, even more than Final Fantasy. Because Final Fantasy, I kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, but Hades 2 is Greek mythology.
Hades 2
Greek mythology, bitch.
It's going to slap, bro. It's going to be great. I've been really into roguelikes, really enjoying the God of War DLC, like I said, because it is a roguelike type DLC. And I've been wanting to go back and play some other famous roguelikes that I've gotten over the years that I also just want to play. That's it for games. Like I said, I'm sure there's some we missed.
I have one that I will not play, but I will watch the entire game be played by someone else. And then I will watch videos on the lore,
which is
Little Nightmares 3. The Little Nightmares 1 and 2 are fantastic.
I haven't played the second one.
Both of them are fantastic. I've only watched them. I've never played them. And their lore is really interesting to me. And the Little Nightmares 2 ended on a kind of cliffhanger where it was like, is it a prequel or is it a sequel? Or is it what the fuck this is? Is it a prequel sequel?
A pre-sequel.
And so I'm excited to see what the third one adds to the lore. Nice. Because I'm a story bitch. And am I going to play it? No.
I'm going to get Tono shirt that says that. I'm going to play. Story bitch.
I like that. You know what?
Official merch?
No. Oh, well, no, okay.
First merch has to be
Evans.
Evans love Tono's trying.
Yes.
Or is it Evans engaged?
I think it was Evans engaged and Tono's trying.
And then I told you what I want to do, right?
What?
Like, if, you know, when. I'm going to say when. I'm manifesting.
I love how you say
you.
If.
When. When you get a significant other, mm-hmm. right? I want to release a second batch of that merch and have a line across where it says
"That'd be cool.
Let's try." Yeah. That'd be pretty good. 2024. Let's get it done.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm gonna move on real quick. I mean, do you have any other games or anything?
No. You know that I'm more going to play games from last year than I am gonna play from this year.
There. I'm gonna quickly do TV. There's not a lot that I have on this list. I'm sure I have other things that are gonna come out. I'm going to throw this on there because I'm also manifesting that Mike Flanagan creates a show in 2024. I don't know if it's... Oh, he's making a movie. I'll throw that in my movies if that comes out in 2024. But right off the bat, Avatar The Last Airbender. Like I said, I've been on the fence. I'm trying to go into it blind.
Do you think it's going to be good?
I don't know because I didn't think One Piece was going to be good. And I was thoroughly surprised. But I think Avatar is one of those shows where it could very easily go bad or very easily go good. Am I a little concerned that the original creators walked because there had to be a reason why they walked? I think they're trying to make Zuko Katara a thing.
Zatara thing.
I think that's maybe why they walked. Maybe. I could be wrong, yes. Obviously. But I mean, like I said, they did good with One Piece, so...
Yeah, but the thing is they did good with One Piece because they had Oda's...
Yeah, blessing and involvement in the show.
Like, the amount of times, apparently, that they would call Oda and be like, hey, would this make sense? And Oda's
You know what I think is funny? You know, like, they had a whole thing about, like, electricity.
Yes.
And Oda was like, well, I never thought about that. Yeah, you guys can do that. And they were like, oh my God, Oda likes our ideas.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean... I love Avatar. Obviously, it's no surprise that, you know, we here on the Nerd Slice podcast love Avatar The Last Airbender. So.
1 out of 10, what would you give the series now? I know that that's a stupid question, but like, let's...
Like the cartoon?
No. Like the TV series. I want to make this a thing that we do. I want you to give the series...
like a pre-release rating?
A pre-release rating, like a guess. Like
I'm going to give it like a 7.
Okay.
I think there are going to be things that I like about it.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's going to be a lot of things that I'm like,
Okay. I'm going to give it, because you know I do 1 through 5.
Sure.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
Yeah, like I think it has the potential. Like I think I'm going to enjoy it because I love Avatar. And at the end of the day, unless they like fully butcher it, I'm going to get some enjoyment out of it.
Actually, I'm going to give it a 3. But I think it's going to be okay.
I also really like who they got for Iroh. So like I'm kind of, also I saw that there was a TikTok that they released from the Avatar. It's like the Avatar show, and it's like the cast, like you know, like the TikToks, like
we're like from what One Piece did.
Yeah, like we're blah blah, right? So it's like we're the Avatar show, and he's like, of course I shave my head, right? Like they go through all of them. But my favorite was at the end. It was the one who plays Ozai.
Uh huh.
He goes, with the Avatar show, he's like, I've been called Daddy, Zaddy, and Fire Daddy, right? So, like I said, I mean, the cast also seems to be enjoying it, which, like One Piece, if they're true fans of the show, hopefully that bodes well. The other one I'm going to throw on here, freaking Bridgerton Season 3,
that's
baby.
A Thalia choice.
No, listen, man. She sold me on that show. I was skeptical. I didn't understand the hype, but then I saw it, and I went, I want to do cool romantic speeches at the end of a heartwarming season.
So you want to do what I do in real life?
Sure. But
you know that I monologue.
Bridgerton season 3 is going to come out. It's going to slap.
I need to watch all
then
of Bridgerton.
The last one, because you and I have talked about how much we love this universe.
Well, the last one for you.
Which is Matt Reeves' The Penguin.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for that, too. I believe that's the only one. I don't know if Arkham comes out in 20... Yeah.
Hey, give me your No, not your phone. Give me... You okay?
Yeah.
Give me your rating for Bridgerton season 3.
9.
9? Damn!
I want to watch it!
Okay, I'm going to have to... You know everything you say and we do things, I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to do a video on it.
That's fine.
So I'm going to have to watch 3 seasons of Bridgerton.
I'm excited for...
I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it a 3.7 out of 10. 5. Out of 5. Matt Reeves, the Batman, is coming out with a TV show called The Penguin. Following...
The Penguin.
I was trying to remember the name of the actor.
I mean, he was Colin,
not a chance.
Colin Farrell.
I was going to say Colin Firth.
No, that's...
After
that's
you said Colin
guy.
Farrell.
Colin Firth is from Mamma Mia.
Ah.
And the Kings? No, not the Kings of movies.
Maybe.
Penguin, yeah. I'm excited for it. I like the universe Matt Reeves has built. Obviously,
I agree.
One is going to be a more gangsterish,
yeah,
noir type.
If they keep the Gotham from the movies, which you and I said was a highlight of the movie.
It was its own character, yes.
Yes.
I think it's going to be done really well. I trust Matt Reeves. Matt Reeves.
Matty Daddy.
He has another thing that I might touch on later.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited for The Penguin. I'll give that one like a 7 out
I'm
of
giving
10.
It a...
I'll bump it up. I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Because I trust that I'm going to enjoy the show no matter what happens.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
Cool. Nice. All right, that's TV shows.
We're killing it.
We're killing it. Finally, the one that Toto and I can probably talk hours on, which is movies.
Actually, I don't think I have as many as you.
That's fine. I'm just going to quickly... Dune Part 2.
That is on my list.
For it. Zendaya is going to shine this time around.
Finally.
a little guilty pleasure of mine. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I will cough phlegm on you.
Okay, no.
I love the new Planet of the Apes movies. I think the last two, Matt Reeves, which is what I was getting to. Mm. Matt Reeves killed the last two.
He killed all of them.
No, he didn't do the first one. He only did the last one.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think he's involved in the next one. But I do like the Planet of the Apes universe. I'm excited to see where it goes because this is a sort of sequel from the three movies. So this takes place a lot later on after the last three that we've gotten. But I am excited to see where this goes. Speaking of seeing where things go, Deadpool 3 is going to be the only Marvel movie we get in 2024. And I'm excited. Hugh Jackman's coming back. Ryan Reynolds is going to be an absolute menace. I'm excited. Rumors are right now it might be a Deadpool Kills the Fox universe movie, which I think would be hilarious.
That would be cool.
And a real, real send off to making it the first Disney movie that Ryan Reynolds is going to be.
I'm excited for that movie too, but it is not on my list.
Yeah. Listen, they're not good films, but the Godzilla X Kong movie is going to be a banger because it's just going to be monkey and lizard fighting other monkey and other creature.
Is it another monkey?
Yeah, the whole thing is his name is, I think, like Sakar or like Scar.
Okay.
Something like that. Scar King, something like that. And he's just like this giant orangutan thing, right?
Okay,
but
cool.
Apparently the rumor is that Godzilla is going to be fighting, I don't remember the name of it, but in this universe, like in the Godzilla Kong universe that he takes in, he was the very first Titan. And apparently he caused the Ice Age.
Nice.
So apparently people are thinking it's going to be like Godzilla versus Monkey. No, sorry.
Monkey versus Monkey versus Monkey.
And then Godzilla versus Titan.
Cool.
But I'm a sucker for those giant kaiju type movies. Joker Folie. How do you say it?
Folie à deux.
It's going to slap.
I mean,
one of the very first podcasts I ever recorded was with Donald for a podcast he never released for his joke. I don't even remember the name of it.
I don't remember.
But yeah, Joker. We're talking about Joker. I like the first one a lot. I think it's going to be great. I think Lady Gaga is going to kill it as Harley Quinn.
I think she killed it as Harley Quinn.
Is she confirmed as Harley Quinn? Like, I feel like
yes. No. She is confirmed.
Yeah.
They filmed the movie already.
And I'm excited to see what happens this time around. I'm excited to see if they're going to kind of do what they did with Joker and keep it very centralized, or if they are going to kind of bring in other little Gothamites and Batman.
I hope it stays between the two of them, but I hope it's a little bit more of them falling into like the insanity of.
I agree, and I think from what the rumors we've had that the movie might be from Harley's point of view.
It's also a musical.
It is also a musical. That's gonna be fun. So that's going to be interesting. This next one here, one that kind of I saw a trailer and I was a little interested in, which is Blumhouse is making a horror movie called Imaginary. About scary imaginary friends. And
isn't it called If?
Nope, that's a whole different imaginary friend movie.
Okay.
Which we're getting two imaginary friend movies in the same year. Kind of interesting. The other one, If, is the one you're talking about, which is by
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, directed by John Krasinski.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't care about that.
And then you say one of yours while I drink water.
Okay. I'll go down my list and then we'll have to catch up. I'm excited for I know that it might not be good, but Kung Fu Panda 4.
I did see that one.
You good?
No.
Okay. Continue. I'm excited for Kung Fu Panda 4. Because honestly, the first three films slapped.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it.
The first three films slapped, and
they're bringing
I'm
back Tai Lung.
Well, no, they're bringing back a chameleon that can turn into Tai Lung.
You didn't watch the trailer.
No.
Because of course, Tai Lung's in the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. No, I'm excited for the movie. Obviously, I didn't watch the trailer. I just trust the people who make the film, Kung Fu Panda.
Apparently, they had a whole six-arc movie plan. Like, the movies were always going to have okay. six movies and, like...
Well, cool. Then they're continuing it, and I'm excited. the next one is apparently a... I don't know if it's going to come out next year. I don't think it... Like, it might not come out next year, and that's fine if it doesn't, but apparently there's going to be a Borderlands movie.
Oh, yes. This has been in for a while. That it has Jamie Lee Curtis, Kevin Hart.
Sure. I'm excited because I saw that it had...
Jack Black?
Jack Black.
There you go.
Thank you. Then I have Joker, and then apparently Smile 2 might come out next year. Oh. I have been a very big proponent of I did not like Smile 1. I thought their marketing campaign was incredible. I thought it had a lot of potential, but I think it dropped it at the end. And I'm cautiously optimistic to see if they pick it up.
I don't think they will.
No, I don't think they will either. This is just a me thing. I know that you probably won't care as much as me. Apparently Wicked Part 1 comes out next year.
Yes, I didn't know there was more than one part.
Me neither. But I get it. It's an entire Broadway musical.
Yeah.
And there is a part one in the Broadway musical, part two in a Broadway musical.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm excited. I think like people have made jokes on who the cast is. I think Ariana Grande is a very good choice.
I think it has a solid cast. I think they're all musically talented. Yeah. And I think it's going to be hopefully a good musical.
I agree. I'm excited to see it. It was the first Broadway musical I ever watched. and I'm excited to see how it does. And then my last one on the list, it doesn't have a release date. I'm just saying it because I hope, but at the same time, I kind of don't hope because take your time. Beyond the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, we don't know if that's coming out this year. Hopefully, it'd be nice. Once again, don't rush it.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Just take your time if you need to take your time.
Like, finish off on a bang.
My last two, and probably one of my more anticipated two, is Gladiator 2, which didn't think we were ever going to get a Gladiator
sequel. I'm not
sequel.
Excited for that.
I love Gladiator, so hopefully...
Yeah, but the thing is, Gladiator didn't need a sequel.
I know, but like, I'm okay with it. And then the last one, really excited for, Nosferatu.
I'm excited for the Nosferatu.
Skarsgård, obviously, yep. Pennywise, knows how to play a good...
Horror villain. Monster.
Willem Dafoe is just unhinged. I love Willem Dafoe.
Apparently,
he acted in a room with like 200 rats. So I guess you could say he was locked in a room.
A rubber room.
A room full of rats.
The rats made him crazy.
Yep. Anyway, Nosferatu.
I love how we both needed to like process that entire thing.
But yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. Obviously, we probably missed a bunch. You will definitely let us know.
Did you see?
I see a lot of things.
Did you see the Prada December shoot with all of like the villains from Hollywood?
Oh, yes.
Dude, I want their fit.
Their fit is so good. Hunger Games.
It's giving, serving a word I can't say on a podcast.
I'll say it.
Go.
chickens.
Sure. They are gorgeous. And I want that style, period. Yep. But
this is what we've been looking forward to. Like I said,
I know that we kind of rushed through it.
You guys will tell us if we missed anything. Let us know what you guys are looking. That'll be your question of the day today.
Yesterday's question was what you most liked. Today's question is what you're looking forward to.
Do you want to come up with our first sponsor for 2024?
I do.
Who's our first sponsor?
You. You're our first sponsor.
We got the hit Netflix show. You is our sponsor.
No. that was. I like you.
I'll be here all year. Literally, I live here.
No, you're the first sponsor. You know why?
Why?
Because you started Nerd Slice.
Oh, I never told you.
Oh no,
I stole this from LeBron James. LeBron James wanted to make a podcast called the Nerd Slice Podcast, where he talked about basketball statistics.
Okay.
Why
would it be called the Nerd Slice Podcast?
Because, you know, some people can, statistics can be a nerdy thing, right? Mm-hmm. While eating a slice of his favorite pizza.
Okay. You done with this?
Yeah, I'm done with this.
No, I'm you're the first sponsor.
You're gonna give me crippling knee pain. You have like in the last. I'm gonna peel the curtain a little bit. Also, we've done a lot of back to back recordings the last few weeks, and every just. I don't even know if you guys can see it. It just
I'm Pavlov dogging him into
like,
knee pain.
You're gonna do it, and I'm just gonna like kick. You know how when they hit you with the little knee thing? I want to say thank you to you guys.
Yeah,
I started this podcast about 4 years ago, almost five.
Shit.
And I've learned so much, not just about making a podcast and about the technology that we currently use now, but I've learned how to become one with myself in this podcast, how to really enjoy myself, how to not worry about how I talk on the podcast, how I feel like I need to say something, how I feel I need to perform. I feel like we'll get into it, but I do think this was the best year for Nerd Slice. And obviously, I can say every year, I can say that next year, I can say that the year after, but I can truly say with the most confidence, this has been the best year of Nerd Slice, and that's mostly because of you guys.
Yeah.
Dono and I had a very, very long sit down over a year ago.
Yeah.
Saying what we wanted to do this year.
So we've talked about this a little bit. We had a long sit down a year ago, but I think it started a little bit before that. We had a season two when we started back up.
Yeah, we weren't consistent, and the podcast wasn't something that I felt like I was happy with. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but there needed to be a change, and we really sat down and talked about what that change needed to be.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be consistent, and unfortunately, we started doing that towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And decided, hey, we're going to make 2023 the year.
Yeah.
We're going to make it the year that we commit to what we want to do. We're going to make it the year that we are going to commit to not just saying, hey, let's release episodes weekly. We are going to release episodes weekly.
Yeah, we made a choice that it wasn't an if. It wasn't a thing we were going to say. It was a thing we needed to do.
And we did.
And, you know, it's been hard.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to sit here and pretend it was easy. There were a lot of times, like when Donald gets kidnapped by freaking Santa Claus.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times that I remembered to edit the podcast at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And there had been times when, you know, life kind of just fucking got in the way. I remember the week that... I'm not trying to bring up bad memories, but
no,
I remember
I know
the
what
week
he's talking
about. You your first car broke down, your second car broke down, your third car broke down.
And we still filmed. When I moved in here and my Wi-Fi could not handle editing a thing, and Thono had to come at 9 o'clock at night and go, I will take the SD card and I will take over.
And the amount of times that we'll peel back the curtain. We have this joke that obviously I was kidnapped for
I don't think it was a joke.
there's this joke. I will just obviously most of the people watch are our friends and they know. But for anyone who does watch that might not know us, we really appreciate you watching. I wasn't kidnapped. I got a job in the new year. It was a wonderful job. But the job, as Evan and a lot of our friends have started to realize, it takes a lot out of me, and it is starting to be where I have a lot of responsibility, and that responsibility means that it's sometimes I am not in the country.
Yes.
And
which obviously is a problem when we're filming a podcast.
And obviously it's a problem when we have a commitment that this is going to come out every single week.
Which leads me to my second thank you, which is to our team. We are very blessed to have people that have stepped up this year.
Yep.
And have always continued to help us. Right off the bat, we joke, but it is true. Our producer, Sophie, very vital to the last few weeks, stepping up and helping plan and helping do things. Tony, who not only helped us with
not
replacing...
Not only kidnapped me and gave me the time to go do what I needed to do.
And very without hesitation said, yeah, I'll do what I gotta do, and also making some really great content that has gotten us more viewers, gotten us more clips, more things to work with.
He's been the person who edited a lot of our social media this year, and to the two of them, they the last 2 months when I haven't been able to,
they stepped up
to be focused here. They have stepped up and gave me the freedom to not worry that we were doing it. I want to say thank you because you're marrying her this year, and you will always say thank you. I want to say thank you to Talia.
Yeah. Also, another vital part of this team that comes up with great ideas, that is always there to give us energy, always there to pep talk us when some days we're not on our best. Obviously, we're not going to lie to you. There are some days where we don't want to do this. We're days that we're tired, that a lot has happened. And she
there's
is
days
always
where
there.
Life kind of gets in the way, and obviously we want to be able to do this, and we enjoy doing this, but there are days where we do have to turn it up a little bit, and I'm sure you guys see that. But to finish off, Talia did appear on one of the first episodes, the first guest episode, with a video, and then truthfully, the place where we used to film, I just haven't had time to clean it or whatever, and she has allowed us to film here, which obviously this is your house, but it's also her house, and I am thankful for that because, once again, it has given me the ability to take a sec to breathe.
And the final that I consider part of our team, Vimo Gertov and Aesthetica.
I have one more person.
Okay. Well, I have... Let me just...
Okay. No, of course. Go.
Who we have the joke, but they truly do. Anytime we need a question, anytime we need any sort of help with anything. I mean, V Mogertop was here 2 or 3 episodes ago and destroyed it.
Yeah, she it was such a good episode.
Such a good episode. Was not expecting it. And has always been a fan from the beginning. Aesthetica has been there also since day one. Always helping us out with the questions. Always helping us out with research. There's been many times where Aesthetica has been in the room.
And Aesthetica
and I are like, yeah, this thing. And she's like, it comes out this year.
Yeah.
Or like, well, actually, and
Aesthetica was our first actual guest. She
for
did
2020
for the new 52.
For the new 52,
she was our first guest, and obviously that was what started us going, you know, we should do this and continue to do this.
So for Vimo Gertov and Aesthetica, thank you as well.
Always, and thank you for the questions because God, a little bit more, obviously because of who he is. And a little bit more in the background. But, you know, David obviously appeared in that episode.
He brought us chicken nuggets.
David appeared in the episode where he was on the episode. Then he also was there for our chicken wings. And then also, for a few of the things that we are planning for the next year, he and I, on our car ride, had a bunch of great ideas and kind of got me excited enough to start on the process of doing those things. And as... maybe low-key as it might be, it was important because I've obviously been very tired. And to have that just being able to inspiration from a third party, because you and I are an echo chamber of each other.
Fair.
It was fun, and the ideas are great, and I'm excited about them. And he kind of is always there in the background whenever we need him, and I appreciate him too. And I feel like this year, Nerd Slice, you know, you brought me in at the end of... well, in the midst of COVID. And then I officially became the co-host, which I, for me, this has been one of the greatest things because, you know, we've talked about the fact that I left for college. And we didn't really much talk then. But our friendship spans, at this point, 22, 23 years. And to be able to have a reason every single week to sit down with you and have just this hour that is obviously in front of a camera and obviously with everything, but for us to just be able to be ourselves has been a very good thing, at least for my mental health, and I appreciate it. But I became the co-host, and it was just the two of us, and we would do these podcasts with just recording in my living room, and then it became more, and then people got involved, and now it's still us in front of a camera, still recording, but we started to film, mm-hmm. we started to edit, and it started becoming more, and it only became more because of the people.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to rapid fire the last few, another one that's been here for a long time, Stick Figures.
Yep.
Also has come up with some ideas that I
created the first Nerd Slice logo.
Created the first Nerd Slice logo. Has always been there if we need any help. Also came up with some ideas that I do want to do. My family, which is something that I never thought would happen.
Yeah.
But my family's been here for the last few months. Even our first official sponsor.
Yeah.
But
because we joke, but his brother is technically
our first official sponsor.
Our first official sponsor. And he good vetoes on a few of them.
Yeah, thank you. But I will not take their support for granted. And you guys, the ones that we don't know, because the reality is there are a number of people that we know, but there are a bunch that we don't know, whether you're friends of a friend, whether you were a friend of Emogurtoff who decided to watch for her episode.
Because that was the most watched episode.
That was the most watched episode.
Which I, like, thank you.
Slay.
It's amazing.
Or if you are someone that lives in the UK, because apparently we have that demographic.
It's fucking hilarious.
No matter whether this is your first episode, your 52nd episode, or your 70-something episode.
Or if you've seen our TikToks, mm-hmm. or if you've seen any of your stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2023 really was
our year.
Yeah.
We could not do this without you guys.
Yeah.
Truly. I couldn't talk here forever with Donald, but it's you guys that allow us to interact. It is you guys that allows us to do what we want to do. And my hope for 2024 is that we continue to gain new friends for this podcast, gain new people, new voices from all over the world, from all different backgrounds, from all different generations. And yeah, that's where I'm going to leave my thank you, except one final thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
You have been a great co-host, and I truly do not think I could do this without you, without Thalia, Sophie, Emogurtoff, Aesthetica, everyone.
Yes.
But thank you for taking my proposition that I gave you almost 2.5 years ago to allow me to do what I wanted.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing me on.
Before I cry, let's move on to the next thing.
You, for a second. Yeah. To finish it off, we're getting a little sentimental, and obviously it's important for us. I'll bring up the hard thing, the hardest thing, which was before the new 52, there was a coming to Jesus moment that we've had, and we've referenced it. There came a moment during doing this podcast where I just wasn't feeling it anymore.
I think there was a moment where we both kind of realized it. I think one episode where we both realized that we both felt like that was when we realized there needed to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
And we really took that moment and we sat down and we talked about what needed to change. We talked about what we needed to commit to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful that we did.
I did too. I think that the podcast is better for it. It became more about us and the people around us and less about the nerdy stuff. And, you know, it's funny that our tagline was
Slice of nerdy goody goodness.
And it's a good tagline, but I like that the tagline this year changed too. Something's gonna happen.
We don't know what,
but something. Which is so us and so our friends. And the last 52 episodes have been the funnest I've ever had, you know, more than anyone in mm-hmm. this entire world, that I do not appear on camera.
Yes.
It is not something I do. It is something I've never done. And for what? We started on 30. For 22 episodes, I've appeared on camera, and it has been uncomfortable and it has been difficult, but I am I feel better for it. And that's because you put me in this position, and I am thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for all of it. But to move on out of this, we're going to give a little bit of a sneak peek into to Wednesday's episode. One thing before we close off this New Year's Wrapped episode. What's one thing you're looking forward for the podcast next year? Okay.
So let me just give him a little sneak peek.
Do you just want to reveal the title?
I'm going to reveal the title. I'm going to make Tono put a nice little graphic here because I like making him laugh. Season 3 was the new 52, which was a reference to, one, our nerdy background with being, yes, DC's new 52, in which 52 new comics were released, but also our commitment to release
52 episodes.
We decided to take a more professional approach. And
a more
thank you to our
ball pit bros.
Thank you to our LLC creator, David.
He does own the LLC. I forgot about that.
To our LLC creator, David, for coming up with what I think summarizes what I think this year is going to be, which is season 4, because why not?
Because why not?
So welcome to season 4 of the Nerd Slice podcast, because why not?
So season 4 will start after next episode. We will wrap. Next episode will be a final.
We're going to
wrap. Next episode will be.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you
I don't know. Oh, rap.
You better never let it go.
Next season, next episode, we will wrap the new 52 with the 55th episode, which is funny.
Yes.
And we will talk about everything that happened last year. Everything that happened last year.
Did that come out in 2023?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, like, did we not talk about it?
No.
All right, cool.
Everything that we loved about last season, everything that we promised and didn't complete to keep ourselves, and everything that we want to do for next year, because why not? But as always, thank you so much for watching. We really do appreciate it. This year has been incredible. This new year is going to be incredible, and it's all because of you guys. It's because of this couch. It's because of everything. And yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
See you next time.